This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Jared Swopshire. Last name S for Sam, W O P for Peter, S for Sam, H for House, I for India, R E for Europe. First name Jared, J for Joy, A for Apple, R E for Europe, D for David. Date March 3, 2023, period. He is a 33-year-old male patient who comes with the past history of acute pericarditis and history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period, new paragraph. Around May 2021, he had a COVID-19 infection. C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, 1919 infection. Subsequently, was told he developed acute pericarditis, which was diagnosed by noticing that he had a pericardial effusion at that time, along with the history of palpitation, which showed that he had a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with a heart rate around 120 per minute, period. He was then started on colchicine, C for Charlie, O, L for Larry, C for Charlie, H for House, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, and it was continued for 6 months till his symptom of pericarditis resolved, period. Along with that, the echocardiogram showed resolution of the pericardial effusion as per the patient, period, new paragraph. He had a first COVID-19 vaccine December 21st, and following that he also developed symptom of pericarditis, which was treated with colchicine, period. His second vaccine of COVID-19 was on March 2022, and subsequently his course was uneventful, period. New paragraph. In last 1 year, he had about 12 to 15 episodes of sudden increase in heart rate around 120 beats per minute, period. This is accompanied by extreme fatigue and shortness of breath, plus left lower rib pain, which is constant and it does not change with the exercise, period. His fatigue is significant, period. He also feels shortness of breath, period. This episode lasts for a few days, and generally during this time, the regular activity does not increase the symptom, period. He says he probably had a 12 to 15 such episode, period. He recently showed me a tracing on his iPhone, which was obtained from his Apple Watch. A for Apple in capital letter, PP, L for Larry, E, Watch, WATCH, which suggested atrial fibrillation, period. In November of 2021, he had a complete checkup regarding his symptom, which are described above, at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Mayo Clinic, M for Mary, A for Apple, Y-O, in Rochester, R capital, O-C-H, E for Europe, S, T for Tom, E for Europe, in Minnesota. M for Mary in capital, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. S for Sam, O, T for Tom, A for Apple, period. His workup included evaluation by the pulmonologist and cardiac MRI, M capital, R capital, I for India capital, and workup was negative, period. Mayo Clinic physician did not find any abnormality in relation to his symptom which are described above, period. His functional capacity is good. He can walk 3 to 4 miles without any problem, period. No history of dizziness, syncope, coma, syncope, coma, cough with expectoration, coma, edema of feet or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of any GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period problem, period. New paragraph, personal history. He is 6'8" tall. His weight is 218 pounds and it has remained stable, period. He works as a private security, period. New paragraph. Past history, no history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, myocardial infarction, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph, allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Social history, does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father is alive at the age of 65 and mother alive at the age of 59 without any medical problem, period. His daughter, D for David, A for Apple, U, G, H, T for Tom, E, R, is 7-year-old. And C has a bicuspid aortic valve since birth. Bicuspid, B for boy in capital letter, I for India. C for Charlie, U, S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India. D for David, aortic valve, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, sinuses or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except right dorsal speed is 1 to 2 by 4. Right posterior tibial and left pedal pulses are not palpable, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in right superior extremity 130/130/80, 80 millimeters of mercury, period. Blood pressure in left superior extremity is 124/80, 80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S3, period. No S4, period. And no heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm, indeterminate axis, period. Axis A for Apple, X, I for India, S. Incomplete right bundle branch block, period. New paragraph. Analysis, this patient history suggests that he had acute pericarditis following COVID-19 infection, period. And since then, he has been having what looks like palpitation, which may be due to paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. The paroxysmal atrial fibrillation was detected and documented once after his diagnosis of pericarditis period. And recently, he obtained a EKG single lead from his Apple Watch, A for Apple, in capital letter, PP, L for Larry, E watch, which suggests that patient was in atrial fibrillation period. His recurrent symptom of chest pain and fatigue may be related to his tachycardia, which happens when he develops paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. The patient is advised to get his old record from the cardiology group in Temecula, which diagnosed acute pericarditis first time. Temecula, T for Tom, E for Europe, M for Mary, E for Europe, C for Charlie, U, L for Larry, A for Apple. And he is also advised to get his medical record from Mayo Clinic, period. In the meantime, he is asked to continue same medicine and use the colchicin PRN, period. PRN, P for Peter, R, N for Nancy, in capital letters, period. Depending on the results of the previous workup and patient clinical course, further management will be planned. Period, new paragraph, the initial impression, number one, recurrent palpitation with shortness of breath and extreme fatigue may be due to paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next time. Number two, acute pericarditis following COVID-19 infection, approximately 2 years ago, period, next line. Number three, recent one episode of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, period. Number four, symptom of near syncopal feeling when he's having palpitation with extreme fatigue and shortness of breath, period. Number five, history of COVID-19 infection, May 2021, and number, new paragraph, and please note that November 2021, he had a extensive workup and analysis plus review of his clinical condition, and they did not feel the patient was having any pericarditis at that time, period.